Professor Michel Laurier, who obtained a PhD from OISE in 1991 and was a professor of measurement and evaluation at the University of Montreal until recently. In July of 2012, he was appointed Dean of the Faculty of Education at the University of Ottawa. His work focuses on language assessment, and he has been involved in the development of policies and tools in relation to the assessment of learning. He has conducted projects in adaptive testing and language testing for adult immigrants. He has published a new edition of Principes de mesure et d'évaluation des apprentissages. His presentation is entitled Formative Online Assessment Instrument for Nurses Learning ESL.
Bonsoir, good evening. First, I'd like to say that I was a PI on this research, but I was working also with a co-investigator, two persons from McGill University who are also in the field of language assessment and testing, and also one person from Université du Québec en Abitibi-Témiscamingue, and also there were two research assistants that were involved in this research. Specifically, our project aimed at developing an online tool that consists of assessment tasks for formative purposes to support nurses' language training and in their ability to develop language skills to provide services in their second language for English-speaking communities in Quebec. As you know, in Quebec context, there are some circumstances where nurses need to use English as a second language or a third language in communication with patients, which sometimes is a very demanding situation with potentially serious consequence for miscommunication. So to meet these demands, we thought that it would be beneficial if we could have a low-stake ESL assessment tool. We're not talking about certification here. It's formative assessment that would be available to nurses on a self-access basis for their continued language development. So that was the objective, was to develop this online tool that consists of assessment tasks for formative purposes to support nurses' language training and their ability to provide services in second language to English-speaking minorities in Quebec. There were three phases in this project. The initial stage of this program provided the empirical basis for deciding which speak events would eventually require the most emphasis in second language training. So we use mixed method approach, and eventually we found that through this process, we found 19 relevant speech events that are important in nurse-patient oral interaction. Some of them were very simple, even trivial, so for example, checking identity over the phone. Some of them more technical, summarizing a patient's health situation. Some of them were sometimes more complex than they really look. For example, rephrasing or confirming patients' descriptions of pain. So we had a set of 19 different speech acts that were the basis for our tool. In the second phase of this project was the design and creation of scenarios to represent typical clinical nurse-patient interaction. In order to do that, we wrote five different scenarios that were validated with a professional nurse, and also we made a questionnaire to see what would be the reaction of nurses, pre-service and in-service nurses, in this situation. So we have been able to validate this set of scenario. And the third phase was the development of the tool itself. So we had to put these scenarios online. In fact, there are two types of tasks. One is a multiple choice task where nurses are given a situation and they have to answer a question saying what would be the most appropriate statement in this given situation. And the second type of task was a task where nurses are asked to record their own oral response and are able after that to compare it with possible appropriate answers in this given situation. So you have here an example of the scenario A. You are working at a very busy drop-in clinic. If you read it, you will find that it is, for some of you, maybe a familiar situation. You can understand that sometimes it may be a very frustrating situation, and nurses have to deal with this situation. And there are various things that that they may say when someone comes and say angrily that, why did that couple with the child just go in before me? So what is the most appropriate statement for the nurses? There are some things that are linguistically not good, things that are not pragmatically acceptable, and the options that are offered are most of the time a combination of these things, and they have to select the most appropriate one. So at this point, what we the tool is online. It has been designed, and what we want to do is to make it available to all the nurses, pre-service and in-service nurses in Quebec, to help them to improve their language skills. And at the same time, we will be collecting data in order to analyze, make an item analysis of the first type of task, and also to refine the acceptable answers that are possible in the situation. And also, we hope that we will be able to see what is the impact of this kind of tool for nurses' language learning. Thank you.